Good afternoon, everybody. Ooh, that's a bit echoey. If anybody hasn't got something to drink or something to eat, then please help yourselves. It's going to be a relaxed afternoon, so just come and go as you please and help yourselves to tea and coffee, a cake, whatever you fancy. It's lovely to see so many of you here this afternoon. Although, on the other hand, I have to confess, it's slightly scary as well from my point of view. I wasn't quite sure how many people there were going to be. Just to explain what we're doing here this afternoon, those of you who don't know me, I usually play my cello in a little music group, and I'm hiding at the back there at the church services, and so I'm not usually up front like this. But it was really during the pandemic when I was taking a service at one of the little village churches, and it was really in the early days when we weren't allowed to do any singing, we weren't allowed to get close to each other, we were all wearing masks and everything, and I thought it would be nice if we had some live music rather than just not doing any singing at all. So it made me brave, and I had a go at a little church in Isham. There's a group of three of us also, Carol, who plays clarinet, Sandra, who plays the keyboard, and me on the cello. And we'd been out to various places playing some music. So really, that's how it all started. And this is the first one that we've done here. We might do some more in the new year. So I thought I'd kick it off. And hopefully there will be some other people joining me in the new year, because I know that there's people who sing, who play instruments, who do readings. There may be people I don't know about who do things as well. So, you know, if you'd like to volunteer, then please do so. So the music for this afternoon is, I've got a couple of classical pieces that you often have on the cello. I've got some film music as well, because there's some fantastic film music that's been written. Some popular music. I'm not going to be playing all the time. Some readings. I've selected some short Bible readings with the idea that they're encouraging and uplifting readings that I've chosen. There's going to be a couple of hymns as well, actually. Oh, that's something I've forgotten about. So if somebody wouldn't mind putting some hymn books out, Mission Praise hymn books, you can join in with them if you want to. If you just want to look up the words or just listen, then that's absolutely fine. So I'm going to start with, again, the technology's all a bit new, so I might have to work out what the volume is and everything. So we'll give it a go, see how it goes. This first one is called Barcarolle, so it's a boat song. So if you can imagine a boat bobbing along in the water, transport yourself to Venice or somewhere nice. Thank you. This next one is... Oh, hang on. This next one is The Swan from the Carnival of the Animals by Sanson. This is one of my favourite pieces, and I found it in this wonderful book that had backing tracks with it as well. It's actually written for the cello, but this is in a slightly lower key than it was originally written in, so it doesn't go quite as high. So that's really nice for me, and believe me, it's nicer for you as well. Some ticking to start with. That's nothing to do with the music. That's for me, so I know when to come in. First of the readings, I've chosen some words of Jesus. Jesus says this, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You may wonder, and I've actually been asked this when somebody arrived this evening, why the cello? Why would you choose to play the cello? Because it's a great, big, heavy instrument. Why not choose something like the flute or the piccolo or the violin or something? It would be a lot more sensible. And it is pretty heavy to lug around. And the truth is, it was really a happy accident. When I was at primary school, somebody came in and said, "Oh, there's a cello teacher going to be coming in. Would anybody like to learn to play the cello?" So I said, yeah, I'd like to learn to play. I was only about 8 at the time. So I did some little tests. You know, they'd play some notes on the piano and you have to sing the notes. And I was one of the lucky ones chosen to play the cello. And I know it's not the same these days. I consider myself really fortunate because I got all my lessons for free. And where I grew up, you may have gathered I'm a Londoner. In the London borough of Waltham Forest, you were allowed to borrow a cello for as long as you needed to, basically. And then it wasn't until I was in my teens that my parents bought me this cello. So if you have a look at it, it's a little bit cracked and battered, and it's quite old. But I'm extremely fond of it because all instruments are different and it's unique. And so it's not like any other cello, and I'd hate to lose it because it's unique to me and I like it. Apparently it was made in Germany, and it fascinates me because you see all the wear on it here. A lot of that was there when I bought it. I mean, some of it's me, but some of it is somebody else. And I wonder, how many owners has it had? Who played this? Did they play it in an orchestra? What did they do? Where did they play it? And the fact that it's from Germany, did somebody from England buy it from Germany? Or has somebody in Germany, has it been all over the world? And it fascinates me to know where it's been. So that's my story. That's why I ended up playing the cello. And I've played when I was a kid in the school orchestra and everything. And then when I moved to Kettering, somebody asked me if I'd like to play in the music group at church. So that's kept me going, really. And it was during lockdown that I discovered the wonder of backing tracks. So it means that I can play at home with an accompaniment. And I've got this little thing called a practice mute. So you put it just there on the bridge, and it makes it quieter, so I don't really, really annoy my neighbours. So that's quite a handy thing to have. So, yeah, I've really got into playing with these backing tracks. However, the next one I'm going to play is not with a backing track. This is The Last Post. So I'm sorry I can't play it on the bugle, but I don't play the bugle, so you've got to have it on a cello. And it seemed appropriate to play it today, being Remembrance Sunday. And so sorry for Michael and Dorothy, who've heard it already this morning, because I was at Wargrave Church this morning, so I've played this there already. And I won't ask you to stand and be silent for 2 minutes, because I guess those of you who were going to do that have probably done that either yesterday or today. But after I play it, I will just leave just a short time of quiet if you wanted to remember, or those of you who pray, who want to perhaps pray for the people who are currently suffering because of wars going on, those who are bereaved, those who are injured, and just remember them.
Thank you. 1. This is a prayer, and it's make me a channel of your peace. And if I could scrounge one of the books, I'll join in. Don't try it. Thank you. It's a slightly jazzy version, but bear with it. If you know it, you might recognise it. So, yeah, so if you want to sing or if you just want to follow the words, it's number 456.
I'm going to do a couple of film themes now. As I said, there's a lot of nice music written for films. And this one is the theme from Jean de Florette. Has anybody seen Jean de Florette? It's a rather nice film from what I remember. It's appeared on an advert, so you might know this as the Stella Artois ad, quite possibly.
Thank you.
The next one I think you'll know. If you like a bit of schmaltz, this is the theme from Titanic.
Thank you.
quite a well-known Bible reading, this one. This is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides my paths. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You've got a choice now. I thought we could sing another hymn. And we've either got Abide With Me, which I know tends to be associated with funerals and football matches, but I rather like it. That was my first choice. But since I've just read Psalm 23, The Lord's My Shepherd is the other choice. So anybody got any preference? How many for Abide With Me? Oh, it's going to be The Lord's My Shepherd, I think. So, who's for The Lord's My Shepherd?
Yes.
Oh, always it's a close thing. Maybe we'll have Abide With Me next time, eh? Okay, The Lord's My Shepherd, which is number 660 in your books if you either want to sing or follow it. Another hymn now, which is a newer one. You haven't got the words for it, but if you know it, then you can hum along. It's Lord, I Come Before Your Throne of Grace.
I find rest in your presence and fullness of joy. In worship and wonder, I behold your face, singing, what a faithful God have I. I just like this one, so I thought I'd play it to you, and it gives me a bit of a rest. Next one's by Coldplay. Any Coldplay fans here? Oh, yeah, there's a few. I had the privilege of seeing them live in the closing ceremony of the Paralympics in 2012. But to be honest, they were so far away, it could have been anybody. But they sounded good. So this is Fix You. to bring you some different things today. So I've got quite a broad, strange and eclectic taste in music. This is a song from the 90s by a band called Sixpence None the Richer, and it's called Kiss Me, and it's one of the happiest pop songs around, I think. This is one of Carol's favourites. This is the duet from the Pearl Fishers.
Thank you.
this last reading is from Ephesians 3, which is like a prayer to finish with. It says this: I pray that out of his glorious riches, God may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And the last one I'm going to play for you. During lockdown, I know a lot of people tried new and different things, and I thought I'd have a bash at writing some music. So this is a blessing, and I'm going to play it rather than sing it, because I can play better than I can sing, and I thought it would be nicer if I just read it to you as a blessing. So this is to you. May God's peace that surpasses understanding guard your heart and mind in Jesus Christ. May his love, like a fire, burn within your soul as you seek to serve him day by day. May you know the power of redeeming grace. May his Holy Spirit light your way.
Tea, coffee, cakes, yeah. Whatever you want.